This is Apollo Control at 50 hours, 32 minutes. And at the present time, we're awaiting the crew's awakening. The crew is scheduled to awake from this sleep period at 27 hours, or rather 27 minutes, 45 seconds. And the last check with the surgeon, we hadn't seen any indication that the crew was stirring at this time. During part of the period of time since our last announcement, we've been on low bit rate data and have not had heart rates from the crew, which of course is the primary indication as to whether or not they're sleeping or beginning to stir. At this time, Apollo 14 is 160,493 nautical miles from Earth, and the spacecraft velocity 3,069 feet per second. This will be a relatively quiet shift as planned in the flight plan. Coming up, we have the clock update, which will occur at about 54 hours, 45 minutes. They'll be running some checks on the S-band communications equipment and the VHF system in preparation for the bistatic radar test to be performed later in the mission. And they'll be changing lithium hydroxide, one of the lithium hydroxide canisters in the command module. There's also a crew exercise period scheduled at about 57 hours. That would be using the in-flight exerciser, which is an isometric, isotonic-type device. We'll be standing by for the crew to awake, and as soon as we get any conversation with the spacecraft, we'll come up again and begin covering the air-to-ground live at that time. At 50 hours, 34 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.